Hello.
Hello, my name is Danny Fer. I'm calling from Metro Research in regards to public opinion survey about Fresno County. May I speak with Jesus?
This is actually not Jesus. This is Pablo Diaz.
Okay, I understand. In that case, are you by any chance registered to vote in the Fresno County?
I believe yes, I am for this year.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. Chances are 50-50, or don't think will vote.
I would say about 50-50 at this point.
Okay, thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president in the state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50, or you don't think that you will vote for those offices?
I'm certain I'll vote for these offices.
Okay, thank you. May I know in what year were you born?
Sure, I was born 1989.
Thank you so much. Are you or anyone in your household Hispanic of or Latin descent?
Yes, the household is Hispanic.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I believe things are getting better so far. So far, I've seen improvement, so.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one is the one that most concerns you or the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. The first one is water policy, then jobs and wages, public safety and crime, homelessness, parental rights in education, housing affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, and inflation and cost of living.
I would say inflation and cost of living are a bit of the top concerns at the moment right now for me in this instance, so.
Okay, let me add that. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I will let you to rate your feelings to where each one is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please also let me know. The first one is Joe Biden.
I would say favorable.
Okay. Will that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I think somewhat favorable at this moment.
Okay, the next person is Donald Trump.
I'm going to say unfavorable.
Will that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
At this point, very unfavorable.
Thank you. The next one is Gavin Newsom.
I would say favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I would say somewhat favorable.
Okay, the next person is Steve Brando.
I would say favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. The next one is Paul Dictos. Will you find him favorable or unfavorable?
I'm not familiar with him.
Okay, and the next one is Gary Bradfield.
I'm not familiar with him either.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member, as Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Dion Burdasso, and Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, for whom will you vote?
At the moment, I would think Bryce Herrera has my vote at the moment.
Okay, thank you. How certain are you that you will vote for Bryce Herrera? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I would say very certain right now.
Thank you. How will you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Do you think that it's an excellent job, good job, just fair or poor?
I would say fair at the moment.
Okay, thank you. And how will you rate the job being done by Gary Bradishville as a Fresno City Council member? Do you find it excellent, good, just fair or poor?
At the moment, just fair.
Thank you. Well, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor for each. Please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Will you find this candidate much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for?
Very likely for this case.
Okay. The next one is a candidate who is 80 years old.
I would say a little bit unlikely.
In that case, will be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. The next one is a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Very likely.
Okay. Will be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. The next one is a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. The next one is a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. The next one is a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Very much more likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, and the last one, a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Very unlikely.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisors. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance for you to vote for this candidate. The first one is Paul Dictos, currently served as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate as a CPA. He has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing that information, will you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Paul Dictos for country supervisor?
That would be a fair chance for this candidate.
Okay. The next one is for Gary Bradishville. Currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bradishville will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, will you say will you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for Gary?
I would say fair chance for him as well.
Okay, and the next one is for Steve Brando, currently serves as a country supervisor where he has supported local businesses, cut the red tape, and lower taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhood. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing our information, will you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for Steve Brando for county supervisor?
For this candidate, no chance.
Okay, thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bretzfeld, businessman and city council member, Steve Brando, country supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bartus, and Paul Dictus, CPA and county assessor recorder, for whom will you vote?
I would say Mr. Herrera has my vote.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
I would say Democratic.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I would say a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I would say moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
That would have been in 2012.
Okay. Was that some college, 4 years of college, postgraduate school or degree, high school graduate, non-college, post, HS?
That would have been an associate's degree of 2 years of college.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm currently renting a home right now.
Thank you so much. That's all we needed, and I really appreciate your time with the survey. Thank you for your help.
Thank you so much for the information. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. It's a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.